The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. New research suggests that the most favorable conditions for innovation occur when boards do not monitor the CEO intensely, but focus on strategic advising. The Trouble with Too Much Board Oversight, written by Alubum Nifalai, Rani Hoitash, and Udi Hoitash. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Strategy. The high-profile scandals of the late 1990s have transformed the corporate governance landscape and increased the oversight duties of independent directors. For example, in the United States, under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, a public company's audit committee is now responsible for appointing, compensating, and overseeing the work of the external auditors, as well as maintaining procedures for whistleblower protection. The committee must be made up entirely of independent directors. Moreover, under rules set by the U.S. stock exchanges, independent directors are supposed to have similar sway over compensation and nominating committees. These mandates have had substantial effects on corporate boards. They have dramatically increased the workload of directors serving on audit, compensation, and nominating committees. In addition, the number of independent directors serving on multiple committees has expanded greatly. In 2000, the percentage of S&P 1500 companies in which a majority of independent directors served on at least two monitoring committees was 48%. In 2011, that percentage was 61%. The shift toward increased monitoring raised two important questions. First, has the increased focus on board oversight helped to improve the quality of board monitoring? Second, can board oversight become excessive and ultimately detrimental to desirable objectives? The goal of board oversight is to ensure that executives manage their companies in the best interest of shareholders in light of the fact that CEOs and other top executives typically own only a minuscule percentage of their company's shares. Since board oversight has many facets, our research focused on three distinct aspects of oversight responsibility: design and implementation of suitable executive compensation packages, removal of underperforming CEOs, and disclosure of earnings that reflect the company's true financial conditions. We found that boards were able to perform these functions most effectively when they devoted significant resources to managerial oversight. Board oversight improved when independent directors devoted the time and resources envisaged by the new regulatory regime. However, the most favorable conditions for innovation occurred when the board did not monitor the CEO intensely, but focused on strategic advising, thereby encouraging the CEO to pursue valuable but high-risk innovation projects. Conversely, corporate innovation suffered when the board monitored intensely. Companies with such boards invested less in R&D, received fewer patents overall, and received fewer influential patents as measured by the frequency of citations of the patents they received. In addition, company value was lower when the board devoted greater time to oversight. Overall, our findings challenge the widely held assumption that more board oversight is always desirable, and they confirm the concern raised by the New York Stock Exchange Corporate Governance Commission that good corporate governance should be integrated with the company's business strategy and objectives and should not be viewed simply as a compliance obligation separate from the company's long-term business prospects. Thus, each board must devise means of balancing its obligation to oversee top management with its duty to assist management in creating, shaping, and implementing long-term strategy. Options include enlarging the board and increasing the number of independent directors, increasing the ratio of independent directors versus employee directors, reducing the size of oversight committees, thereby requiring fewer independent directors to serve on these committees, and reducing the need to have people serve on multiple committees, and dividing up the responsibilities, assigning the lion's share of oversight duties to one set of independent directors, and freeing others to focus more on advising. This segment is excerpted from The Trouble with Board Oversight, written by Alabun Mifalai, Ronnie Hoytosh, and Udi Hoytosh, which appeared in the spring 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.